Scott Quell of Accenture is the former chief financial officer at the Department of Commerce, and joining me to talk about a story up on federalnewsradio.com about the budget guidance coming from the Office of Management and Budget. You can read all the details at federalnewsradio.com. Scott, what's the process like when OMB puts this out every year and the chief financial officers at the agencies take it up and set a course of action? Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Francis, thank you very much. It's always great to talk with you. The I think in response to that, I would let's put it into context. Budgeting is not a mechanical math exercise about a bunch of numbers. It's a synthesis of its strategy, its policy, it's the craft of public administration, and it's about resources needed to serve the American people within the law and within resource constraints. So given that, when you receive instructions from Office of Management and Budget, what you're seeing is these are the contours of how the executive office of the president, these are the questions that the executive office of the president would like to have answered as departments recommend to the president what he or she will in turn propose to Congress to implement a particular vision for government within those resource constraints.
So I mentioned we're learning about the guidance for fiscal 2017. We're here in the middle of calendar 2015, so that gives folks an idea of how far ahead you and your colleagues in financial leadership at agencies are working. When this guidance comes out, who's involved in the strategy sessions? Obviously, it's you, and obviously, it's the secretary or administrator or leader of the agency, but who else is involved in those meetings so that you can effectively plan your strategy for how you're going to respond to this guidance?
Oh, that's right. I mean, given one reason why there's so much lead time is you're talking about these vast departments with tens of thousands of people doing remarkable things, many of which are, and it's not usually one thing, it's many things. And so the guidance comes from the executive office, the president, into senior management within a department. And then you'll have engagement at the department level, with the secretary, the deputy secretary, the general counsel, you have policy folks there, you have congressional folks there, because ultimately it's Congress that has to approve a budget. You'll have increasingly the CIOs at the table, certainly the CFO and budget office. And then in turn, you're turning around to the, usually through your budget office, to let's call them bureaus, your component large bureaus within the department. And you're engaging the leadership there, usually the same types of folks. But at the same time, say, okay, here are the broad contours that OMB is requesting. In turn, we would distribute this guidance really from the bottom up within your bureaus, and have your components within your bureaus rolling up to you, bureau leadership. How are you going to answer these questions? About overall funding levels, how you're going to implement certain policy and management priorities that are embedded in the instruction. And also, here are the, because this would not be the first time we've had a budget here in our department, and we do have a department-wide strategy, here are the strategy and policy contours and general priorities that we've established already in the department that will give you in our engagement with you, so that you'll have some context for your folks to formulate the budgets from the bottom up.
What I'm hearing that I imagine might be new to folks who aren't involved in this on an ongoing basis, you know, who work in an agency and trying to understand how this process works, is it doesn't sound like you're reinventing the wheel every year. It sounds like it's more of a continuum, and you're driving a car and you get this information on maybe you should turn a little bit to the left or switch lanes or something like that, but it's not like it's a recreation from scratch every year.
I think that's fair to say. At the same time, a good budget process is not simply saying, okay, thank you, we're going to rubber stamp the resources that we have this year,
right,
and just give us 4% more.
And that would just be a continuing resolution.
What you're missing there, you're missing an opportunity through a budget process of having trade-offs. Tough, you know, the world changes every year. And even if you have a certain a policy direction, some programs are more successful than others. Some need additional resources. But if we assume that there's going to be some top-line limit in terms of what a department should be asking for, how are you going to find either efficiencies within a department to pay for those new priorities or increasing existing priorities? Or how are you going to make tough choices among your priorities? Some maybe don't get funded at all in order to move more resources up to those that those priorities that do need more resources. So the budget formulation process should really be clear in term should allow the components within each bureau component, let's just call them agencies, and then the bureau leadership to articulate to the secretary, Mr. Secretary, Madam Secretary, this is how we believe we could best deliver our mission to serve the American people within the budget guidance that's given, within an overall framework that the administration and also the department has set.
Scott Quell of Accenture was the chief financial officer at the Department of Commerce. You mentioned a few moments ago that increasingly the CIO is involved in the strategy planning at an agency when you're formulating the budget. How has that process changed as far as determining who's involved, and how does that look different than it might have a half decade ago or a decade ago or and so on, as far as who's at the table, not just the CIO, but other folks that might be involved that haven't been before, or folks that used to be involved and maybe are not called on as much anymore?
Yeah, that's right. See, again, we start off by saying a budget document is that it is that synthesis of strategy, policy, public administration, and resources, right? And the law. So you need many perspectives, both within the department management C-suite and also from the component bureaus within the department, in order to arrive at kind of the best mix of resources to meet priorities within an overall strategy. Right, so you're going to have what you, so it's not simply the budget folks or the CFO running numbers. But this is not numbers are a means to express ultimately what's the mission and the service that you're trying to deliver and how well are we doing it. Right, so there are a lot of different perspectives you need. So, and if you were to look at the percentage of the importance of technology on either delivering mission in the 21st century, of the percentage of technology spend, the risks associated with and the opportunities associated with technology, this technology is now a matter of strategic importance in translating strategy and policy and resources to mission delivery. So you absolutely want to have that CIO at the table at the table. But beyond that level of collaboration, there's also a collaboration between a department leadership and the bureaus and components within those departments. While it is ultimately a secretary who typically decide or administrator, the senior executive will decide on the budget to propose to the president through the Office of Management and Budget. That there is a lot of internal engagement that occurs before that ever happens, and so ultimately, the budget process itself, you'd want to have it be one that the bureaus and components within the bureaus buy into, that they understand. They may not be happy with every ultimate decision, but there's legitimacy in the process. They understand the process. They understand the trade-offs. They understand the need for tough choices. And why that's so important, Francis, is because if budget guidance that OMB gives says, come in with a proposed budget for next year that is, let's just say, 5% lower than this year. You can ask for more above, but you've got to show us in good faith effort how you're going to use tough choices on priorities or efficiencies to deliver 5% less. If that's going to be a real process where real tough choices are made, which takes a lot of work and a lot of voices at the table, people have to know that the internal formulation process is a legitimate one, meaning people understand the rules, they have their voices heard, and many different perspectives are going to be considered.
And I imagine there's a level of trust that you gain as the CFO with those stakeholders at the sub-department or the bureau level, depending on the configuration of the agency, where you're engaging in an ongoing dialogue, since, as we said before, this isn't something you start from scratch every year, so that when you come to them and you say, this is the situation we're in, it's not news to them, and they also have had an opportunity to have a sense that they're influencing the discussion to whatever degree they're able to, so that they don't feel when the document comes out like it's being forced down their throats. Am I on the right track there, Scott?
No, exactly. I mean, I would even say in my personal experience, we actually had within the overall framework that the department established in terms of what the internal budget process should say, we had the Bureau CFOs help by working with other C-suite colleagues at the Bureau level design how the process, the formulation process would work step by step, so that when the tough choices had to be made, people said, well, okay, I didn't like that or I did like this, but at least we had a say in how the process is going to work. We had a sense of where, if we're working 24/7 on delivering a budget that's, and making tough choices, those options are going to be considered. And a lot of this, remember, you'll typically have, before a budget goes to the executive office of the president, you'll typically, each bureau is offered an opportunity to propose to the secretary how it would want to see the resources invested. And the secretary is going to have her or his own little passback process internally to the bureaus, saying, okay, within guidance, within our overall strategy, here's this, we like that, but we don't like this, and make some adjustments here, or don't make some adjustments there. That back and forth is critical. This is not Kafka's castle. This is not, okay, we're a bureau and we've worked really hard on submitting our budget, and now we have no idea where it's going. We have no idea the basis of decision making, and we don't know anything until the president's budget comes out. That will not be an environment conducive to the culture or the maximizing the skill set that is needed to produce a great budget.
Scott, it's excellent insight as always, and I'm grateful for your time. Thanks for joining me in the program today.
Hey, Francis. Thank you very much.